bed, had a big old cup of coffee to clear my head. Telephone rang and you wanna chat? Well, sit on down and tell me what up with that? What up with that? Yes,
sir. Okay, Chris, what you got for us this week?
All right, well, we've long heard the argument that 21st century American children on the whole are over-medicated. Forget flus, colds, and other immune system illnesses. I'm talking about the parent-driven affinity for doctors to bust out the RX pad and put any child showing signs of hyperactivity on a healthy diet of Ritalin. Tara Ashburn, an English teacher at Imagine Prep High School in Surprise, Arizona, is one of many who agree. In fact, she agreed strongly enough to voice her opinion on the matter, along with many others, in the form of a bumper sticker. However, this particular piece of expression landed her in the principal's office after some school parents began complaining about it. The sticker in question sarcastically asked, "Have you drugged your kid today?" After refusing to remove it from her car, the 7-year teacher was promptly fired by school officials. What's up with that? No, I'm not referring to the school's decision to fire her. I'm talking about Osburn's decision to get sacked over the right to sport a sassy bumper sticker. I mean, come on, it's not even that witty to begin with. It'd be one thing if she held this opinion adamantly close to her heart and it was her only bumper sticker, but the backside of her car is littered with the things. You know the type, the car that triggers a collective eye roll from the drivers unfortunate enough to be stuck behind it at a red light. Osburn is currently fighting to get her job back, claiming a violation of her First Amendment rights. Freedom of speech? Please, this isn't the Daily Show. No one's paying for her social commentary. You don't have the right to say whatever you want while you're acting on behalf of an employer. Even Judge Judy could tell you that. So let's climb down off of our high horse, or our preachy compact in this case, and think about what's more important, impacting the lives of children on a daily basis, or being able to tell the world that too many of those children take Adderall.
Interesting. So, you know, first of all, there is the constitutional question here about the free speech. So they are saying that she was fired for driving her car with this bumper sticker onto school property.
Correct.
So if she had, say, parked, you know, a few blocks away and walked, that would have been okay.
Right.
Because then they would have known, obviously, she does have free speech rights to drive around with a bumper sticker saying whatever she wants
Absolutely.
To say, more or less. But it's just the fact that she was parking that on school grounds.
Right. The parents were upset that, she had this displayed and, she's acting on behalf of, she works for the school district. She parks in the school's parking lot. They asked her to remove it from her car and, she turned it into a big issue. And
I think this would stand up court scrutiny. The ironic thing is if she was a kid and she had that bumper sticker on her car and was parking in the student parking lot, I think the courts would say that the school could not ask that kid to take that bumper sticker down. Because unless it was promoting drug use or something, I think the current basically students have greater rights of free speech in our schools right now than teachers do.
This is like one of those ones where I'm mixed. I mean, I think those parents need to get a life. On the one hand, I'm worried about precedents which restrict the ability of, on the one hand, we lean on principals and superintendents to make sure that schools are safe places. We blow up when something goes wrong. So you understand, their need to placate the community and do what they can to button down. So I hate to come down for a precedent, which is going to formally dial back their ability to control, the behaviors and expressions of folks who work for the district while on school grounds. But on the other hand, I'm like, come on, seriously? So I kind of got mixed feelings on this.
I actually swapped opinions on this when looking at it originally, because a lot of the media coverage out there is very, this woman's being denied her freedom of speech, and it's very pro the teacher. And the more I thought about it, the more I was thinking, put in her shoes, is it really worth getting your 15 seconds of fame and making a big stink, or just take it off your car and get back in the classroom?
And look, I mean, we've had these debates before. I mean, teachers should not expect wide freedom of speech rights when they're acting in school on behalf of their employer. I mean, that's just the game. You don't get to say whatever you want to say to young people when you're getting a paycheck.
Same is true in any work environment.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
If you go to a work environment and you're wearing a T-shirt that it offers a message which is inconsistent with what the organization's business is, there's going to be repercussions.
Right. But then the crazy thing is that we actually have many more rights for students around free speech.
Absolutely crazy.